Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Talking sports, Dr. David Guyer on the program today. He holds board certification in both orthopedic surgery and orthopedic sports medicine. He serves as publications chair for the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine, as well as communications council chair for its board of directors. Dr. Guyer has served as director of sports medicine at an academic medical center in Charleston, South Carolina, and as medical director of sports medicine at East Cooper Medical Center outside of Charleston, now in private practice. He's the author, of course, of Gotta Hurt, That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever. We've talked about it on the program before. And back with us on This Week in America, Dr. David Guyer. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Rick. I'm excited to be here.
It is so exciting to have you back. And we're going to do a series of programs where we focus on youth sports. Today, we're going to talk about something that's become very popular and prevalent around the country, and that's year-round sports. And we're talking about youth sports, basically a year-round activity. What are your thoughts on that from a standpoint of sports injury and sports enjoyment?
Yeah, I mean, we love kids playing sports, and I strongly encourage parents out there, to have your kids play sports. But I think I'd be really weary of having them play one sport and doing it year-round. Every sport that kids play puts stresses on the body. It may be the shoulder and the elbow in a throwing sport like baseball. It may be the foot and the ankle and the knee of a running sport like soccer. But if you do that all year without a period of time to rest, you can start to develop overuse injuries that ultimately can lead to long periods of time out of the sports, sometimes even surgery.
Do you find that the body actually needs time to heal, especially from repetition, using the same muscles and motions over and over again?
Yeah, no question. And that's one of the challenges. I mean, it's one of the great things about sports is it develops those body parts where it's putting stress, but that can build up, especially with practices all through the week and then games on weekends. That you can do that for a few weeks. You can do that for a month or 2 months, but you really can't do that for 12 straight months and then go into several years. That will eventually take its toll. And so we're just talking about, you play 3 seasons and then take 3 months off of that sport, not necessarily sitting on the couch, but maybe playing something else instead.
We're talking on the program today with Dr. David Guyer. He's got an excellent website, a lot of great information there. It's very simple, Dr. David Guyer, that's GEIER.com. Click on and get there directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Got an excellent presence on social media as well. Travel teams have become popular as well, getting kids to specialize at an early age. What are your thoughts on that?
Generally, I don't have a problem with travel sports. I mean, I played travel soccer as a kid, so I mean, I certainly get it. I think the challenge would be, especially these kids that are 7, 8 years old, it gets to focusing on, again, like you say, playing year-round, and they sort of miss out on the benefits of trying out different sports, seeing what they like, and even developing skills outside of their primary sport. So I think travel sports are okay, again, if you take a season off from that sport. But also, make sure your son or daughter has time to maybe try out some other sports, develop other skills, maybe even find some other interests.
Do you find sometimes the coach maybe gets a little over-enthusiastic? They're more concerned about sort of, their legacy, getting out there and coaching and living that fantasy and getting out there and winning, as opposed to what's best for the kid. Does a parent really need to watch out and go, is this really something that's benefiting my child or something I really should be concerned about?
Yeah, there's no question that coaches play a huge role. It's not completely a coaching problem, but you see a lot of times at the youth level, especially with the travel teams and the elite club teams, these coaches have to win, because if they don't win, then they can't get the top kids to play for them, and the parents don't want their kids to play for them. And so there's a lot of pressure on these coaches to talk parents into having their kids play for them and to play all the time, and really ends up into this overuse scenario. It doesn't mean that parents are completely off the hook with some of this as well, but you do have to look for coaches that really do have the kids' best interests at heart, not just in player development and skills development, but also trying to avoid injuries.
We've got a couple minutes left in this segment. What should a parent do if the child comes to them and says, I'm really good, we'll use the example of soccer, And the coach says, I could maybe even get a college scholarship out of this. I would like to play year-round. Focus on this year-round. What should the parent, what should they be looking for? What questions should they be asking?
You know, I would try to resist that urge as much as possible. I've talked to several elite soccer players. Brandi Chastain was on the U.S. Women's National Team. And they strongly suggest that kids should play multiple sports because you develop other skills, other techniques, other methods of interacting with other players on your team by playing, you know, basketball or baseball or softball, for instance, and not just soccer. Maybe you focus on two main seasons, like fall and spring, but then maybe play one season of another sport. I think not only will it help you avoid injuries, but probably more importantly, help develop your athletic potential overall, make you more well-rounded. Then when you get to 16, 17, when the scouts are really out there, then maybe you spend more time in your primary sport when it really matters.
You mentioned Brandi Chastain. In the book you wrote, That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever, through the stories of a dozen athletes whose injuries and recovery advanced the field, included in that category, Brandi Chastain with Tommy John, Michael Jordan, many others. Dr. Geyer explains how sports medicine makes sports safer for the pros, amateur, student athletes, and weekend warriors alike. About a minute left in the program. It appears that we are making it safer. As I'm reading blogs on your website, drdavidgeyer.com, I'm getting the impression that you're getting a great response out there, and we are making this safer for everybody.
I think we really are making progress. I think the awareness of these types of things, be it head injuries all the way to like what you and I have talked about today, overuse injuries, to, you know, any number of things, I do think we're making progress. But we also have more people than ever, both kids and adults, playing sports, especially playing later into life. And then, two, athletes are getting bigger and faster and stronger, and the demands on them physically are so much greater than they have. So we're sort of, in a lot of ways, the awareness and education have been great, but we're also facing a bigger battle. So it's this sort of constant tug of war. We still have a long way to go if we want to keep people in the game.
It's interesting. Just as we think we're making progress, athletes get bigger, faster, stronger, and suddenly you've got a whole new set of problems you have to deal with.
Yeah, no question. It's a good problem, but you do, I mean, especially with some of these injuries, you know, people can deliver hits and all sorts of other, you know, it's just easier to get hurt. And so there's always, unfortunately, going to be injuries. We just have to prevent them wherever we can.
That'll make an excellent follow-up program, and we will do that. With us on the program, Dr. David Geyer. The website is an award-winning website, Dr. David Geyer. That's GEIER.com. Great information there. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And the book we've talked about on the program before, That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever. Dr. Geyer, thank you for being with us on the program. Look forward to having you back with us.
I can't wait. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.